Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, celebrating 100 years in business. And today we will be joined by modified driver JJ Reimers. We'll also hear from the executive director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, plus Steve Cole from Cole's Electric, Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, and Steve from Napa Auto Parts about their current filter and tool and equipment sales, right after a few words from our sponsors.
With 40 years of experience producing quality racing components, Kevco Racing Products is excited to unveil the new Kevco Drive Shaft. Kevco Drive Shafts are 100% American made in the USA with USA sourced materials. All drive shafts are meticulously hand built and balanced on our new Superior Drive Lines Shaftmaster machine. Kevco Drive Shafts has the ability to custom build any length drive shaft in mild steel, chrome moly, aluminum, or carbon fiber. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Partnering with Hawken Cattle Producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has over 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity for your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their three locations in Louisville, Minnesota, in Ziering in Washington, Iowa, and ask about their five-day guarantee. Or call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers from H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
In the United States, more than 150 million tons of steel are recycled annually, millions of tires, and approximately 160 million car batteries. Since 1972, Miskin Auto Parts has been a part of that recycling effort. This is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. We have also helped to provide customers with quality, reusable parts locally and throughout the region with our daily shipping program. Give us a call at Miskin Auto Parts today for quality used parts, 507-684-2100. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier BP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by modified driver JJ Reimers. And JJ, you are a welder at Ames Construction by day. I was checking out their website. The size and scope of the jobs that Ames Construction does is unbelievable. That must be a fun place to work.
Yep, I enjoy it a lot. I've had a lot of fun working there since I started there right out of high school, and they've taken very good care of me and have been really easy to work for. I enjoy going to work every day, so that makes it easier to wake up in the morning and go to work.
And also looking at what they do, you must be very talented to work there.
It definitely takes a unique skill set to be a fabricator in the way that we are, because there's no blueprint for anything, so everything's just build it as you go and figure it out along the way.
And man, if that doesn't help in a race shop.
Oh yeah.
You began your karting career at the age of 5. What are the earliest memories of you getting into a kart and the first few laps?
I'd have to probably say the amount of time it took me to finally figure out what I was doing and get a good hang of it. And eventually, I was pretty competitive in that and had fun with it. My most fond memory was winning my first go-kart race. That was pretty exciting for me and the family. That was in the rookie class when I started right away, and took me a few races to get a hang of it. But since then, we were able to work off of that and move right along.
What's nice in the karts at Arlington is there are so many parents and so many volunteers down there around the racetrack when the racing is going on that I think the younger kids really feel comfortable that they're safe and they're getting good advice from the people around them.
Yeah, they do. They have a good controlled environment down there, and it's very welcoming and friendly. And between the heats and features, all the kids run around and they all play together and get along. And it's a really good environment to be around and very safe and well-organized.
Another place that's safe and well-organized, and it's amazing that it's on somebody's property, is Toner's Lake Karting Track. That is an amazing place when you pull down that driveway and finally see that racetrack. And you have some memories from racing there.
Yeah, we didn't race there a whole lot, but we always had good success when we were there. It was a lot of fun during the summer. It's all surrounded by trees, so it's really hot, but it was still a lot of fun. We won a few races out there. But yeah, it's very safe, very fun environment to be in. They keep everybody involved, and it's all volunteer. It's not nobody's getting paid for it, and everybody's just there for the same reason, and that's to have fun at a go-kart track.
What's the difference between speed between the Arlington track and Toner's Lake?
There's quite a bit. Arlington's go-kart track is pretty flat, so getting into the corners, you got to slow the kart down a little bit more, whereas Toner's is a little more banked, so you can carry more speed throughout the whole track, whereas like Arlington, you got to slow down getting into the corner a little more.
Did you take any lessons from your kart racing career that you still use in your modified racing career?
There's a few things I definitely took in. The biggest one is my reaction time to what's going on around me. Because in a go-kart, everything happens so fast. Whereas I can bring that into the big car and keep an eye on what's going on ahead of me and be able to make the move to avoid whatever's happening ahead of me.
Then you stepped into the sport mod division, an extremely competitive division. You had success in the sport mods early. What are some of your favorite sport mod racing memories?
One of my favorites would have to be my first heat race win. That was during my first year of racing the sport mod. That was pretty exciting for all of us. We weren't sure how we were going to compete with everybody, and we ended up doing all right. And for a while in the beginning of the year, I started toward the back of the field, and just to learn how to pass cars before I was able to take my spot. And we were able to catch on to that pretty quick and move right along with that.
That's pretty good in your first year with the competition in the sport mod division to get a heat race win at that young age. You had to be thrilled.
Oh, yeah, I was. It was really exciting. Personally, I wasn't sure if it was something I'd be able to pull off, and I was able to, so it was pretty exciting for all of us and to be able to put together, even if it's just a heat race, to put together a good heat race and go run with those guys. It was a big accomplishment at the time for us.
How many years did you spend in the sport mod division before you made the decision to move up to the A mods?
I raced the sport mod for 4 years.
And how did you come about getting the A-Mod? Was that a used car, or did you start with a new one?
Yeah, I bought the car I'm in now. I bought it from Todd Steinhardt. I bought it from him in, would have been 2021? Something like, yeah, 21. And it's a 2018 car, so it was pretty new at the time. It all just kind of fell into place because I was actually looking to buy a sport mod, and that car came up for sale, and we got a pretty good deal on it, so we just decided that we were going to jump into the A-Mod and see what we could do.
What is the biggest difference that you noticed in the A-Mod right away from the Sport Mod?
The biggest difference I noticed there is the way that everybody else races. In the A-Mod, you have your select few guys that are super aggressive, and for the most part, not everybody's that aggressive, but there's a handful of guys that are. But when you move up to the A mods, everybody you race against is super aggressive, and I'm still learning now to drive aggressive like that to be able to compete with those guys.
That's one thing I notice in the A mods too. When it's go time, you better go, because otherwise you're going to be left in the dust. And once you lose a few car lengths, it's so hard just to make those back up to get back to where you were to begin with.
Yes, it is. It's very tough. And I'm finally, now I'm getting to the point where I just got to trust the car to do what it's going to do, because that's what they're built to go around a racetrack. And that's my biggest hang up right now, is I'm working on being comfortable with letting the car do its thing.
You've tried some different tracks. You've taken the car to Princeton in August of 2023. That is a totally different track than you are used to at Arlington Raceway. At Arlington, the track's often wet and very tacky, and at Princeton, the surface is dry slick with a lot of sand. What did you think of Princeton track, and did you take to that surface?
I raced at Princeton all year in 23. We had a lot of fun up there. That's up there on my favorite track list. I'm trying to figure out a way to get back up there just because we have so much fun when we went up there. My driving style kind of fits a smaller track like that a little better, so we've had better finishes there. But it's ultimately, Princeton's a lot of fun, and I've had a lot of fun racing up there.
And also, when you travel two different tracks to try them out, as a fan sitting in the stands, sometime you wonder, well, what are people getting out of these four or five hot laps that they're running? But the amount of information that's going through your mind at a new track, how does it feel? Am I getting tire spin coming out of the corners? Is the car getting any bite or drive? You are processing so much information at a new track to take back to your crew and say, here's what we need to do to make this thing better.
Yeah, in my opinion, that when you go to a new track, your hot laps is what's going to determine how your night goes. You got to get a good read on your car during hot laps in order to make the correct adjustments for your heat race. And if you fall behind in the heat race, it puts you back for the whole night. So the heat race is pretty important. So you have to get a good hot lap session in and see what your car needs to adjust around each track you go to.
Redwood Speedway, I am so glad somebody stepped up to keep that track alive. Many Arlington drivers run Redwood as well, go up there on Sunday night.
Yeah, it's cool to see it come back. I was kind of wondering if it would. I grew up watching racing there quite a bit, and it kind of, when they closed down, kind of hurt a little bit. So it's awesome to see Rick and Velvet step up and promote the track and get it back going again.
What does a typical race week look like for you with work and everything else that you've got going on? What tracks do you attend regularly, and how many hours and what days are you in the shop?
Right now, our only regular track is running Arlington every week on Saturday nights. And then every once in a while, we'll go out to Redwood, or last week we went out to Slayton for one night. But my week kind of, Sunday is kind of wash day and get everything cleaned up for the week. And then throughout the week, I just try to get down to the shop as much as I can and tinker with the car. And early in the week, I try to see if there's any parts I need to order so I can get them ordered and coming my way. And then Saturday morning, I do all my tire work and load up and head to the track.
You pulled the roof off last fall and ran the Topless Nationals at Ogilvy. How different does it feel to run your modified, fully exposed with the roof off?
I didn't notice a whole ton of difference. Maybe just a little, car was just a little, overall a little looser than normal. But for the most part, it was pretty similar. I had a lot of fun up there. I was really close to making the main feature on Saturday night, but we ended up missing it by one spot. It's definitely a show that's on my list to hit again sometime. We're just not sure when we're going to do it.
One really cool trip you made as a family was the Gateway Nationals last December. For fans who have not attended that race, what is it like inside that dome watching those cars?
The atmosphere inside the dome is like nothing you'll ever feel again. I mean, everybody's so excited to be there, and the racing is awesome, and you can interact with everybody throughout where you're sitting, and then you feel you're so close to what's going on, and just the noise that comes off of those cars with how close you are, it's awesome. And I would recommend, if you haven't been there yet, try to make it out there one of these years, because it truly is, it's a true spectacle. It really is. It's awesome that they're able to put that show on and have it turn out to be what it is.
You and your brother even got a chance to meet Ricky Thornton Jr., and that had to be a great experience to be around that pit area and see how those national tour teams operate.
Yeah, Joey and I, we met Ricky quite a handful of years ago down in Boone for the Super Nationals, and he was kind enough to give us a couple minutes to talk to him and get a picture with him. And then this last year we bumped into him again and got a picture with him again. He's always a down-to-earth guy. He's willing to talk to everybody and give you the time of the day. He's a really awesome dude.
The Boone Super Nationals, you've been going for years. What does Boone mean to you and your family?
For us, Boone is a vacation. That's our one vacation a year. Everybody says it's not so much a vacation, but for us, you can put your normal life behind you and just go sit at a racetrack for a week. So it's a vacation for us. We've been going down. I've had my car down there. This will be the third year. That's coming up here in a couple weeks. Next week. We're starting to gear up to head to that, so we're getting pretty excited for that.
You also have a dog named Boone. Has Boone ever chewed up some air hoses or racing tires or something that he wasn't supposed to get into?
No, he's been pretty good about that. He's a very active dog, so you got to keep an eye on him. He likes to dig in the garbage, not so much as the air hoses and stuff, but he's a fun dog to have around, and he keeps everybody on their toes.
If he's not in the shop, laying on the floor watching you, and it's very quiet, you better go find out what he's into.
Exactly.
Dad, you grew up surrounded by racing and racers, and your dad has been a driving force behind your racing career. How nice is that to be able to work together with your dad out in the shop?
I really enjoy that time with my dad and what he has sacrificed throughout his life to get me and my brother to the point we are in our racing. He's always made sure that we're safe in the car, and he's always there with us to provide us with help, or if we have questions, he answers those questions and keeps us rolling in the right direction. I really appreciate everything he's done for us to get us to where we are.
You, Dad, and Joey all work together in the shop. Who else comes over and helps on the cars on a regular basis?
That's pretty much it. That's how we roll. It's just in the shop here, it's just Dad, Joey, and I, and we all got our certain things that we do throughout the week. We split everything up between each of us, and sometimes Joey's working on stuff for my car, and sometimes I'm working on stuff for his, and mainly just us three that work in the shop here at home.
You mentioned liking the smaller bull rings. Worthington Speedway, when Arlington Raceway rained out recently, you made the tow over to Worthington. That is a neat little track. We like going there as fans. How did you like it as a driver that night?
I had a lot of fun that night. It was always said that if Arlington rains out early enough, we want to try to get over there for a race, and it just hasn't worked out yet. And this time, everything fell into place to be able to go. So I decided I'd load up and head down there for the night and see what we thought. And it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun down there, and definitely hope to get back there again sometime.
Your mom, Holly, is also a big supporter of both you and Joey's racing careers. It takes a strong lady to take care of the house and do the cooking while the guys are out in the shop getting the cars ready and getting everything packed up for a big adventure like Boone. And the women behind the scenes in racing, or the women who are out there racing, are very important.
Mom does so much for us to help us keep moving along with what we have going on down in the shop. She's always making sure her boys are taken care of. And just like Dad, she's always making sure that we're staying safe and all our safety equipment's up to date. And everything we do around here is just that we're just being safe with everything, and our cars that we're in are safe. And she probably makes the biggest sacrifice out of any of us to allow us to do what we do.
racing gear is a big revenue stream for any dirt track racing team. Anderson Enterprises, Cole and Kyron, they produce some really cool gear, and the gear that you have available for fans to purchase is tremendous.
Yeah, Cole and Kyron, they've been helping us out for 4 or 5 years now. They're really great, and they do really awesome work, and they do the wraps for our cars, and they do all our apparel, and they do a really good job, and everybody that gets our stuff, they tell us how good a job it looks.
Your family also enjoys the outdoors, hunting and fishing, when you can find the time. Who usually catches the most fish?
When we were growing up, it was kind of, Dad was just taking care of Joey and I, making sure we were having fun. But now that Joey and I are old enough to take care of our own stuff when we're out fishing, it's normally Dad. He's the first one to get a line in the water, and before Joey and I are even set up, he's already has two fish in.
Now, I asked your dad this question last week, and I'm asking Joey this question next week. So let me hear your answer. Equal cars, equally prepared track. Who is the fastest driver between Dad, yourself, and Joey, and why?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd probably have to say Joey right now. He's doing pretty good this year, and his results are showing that. He's definitely made many improvements this year, and I think in those circumstances, I think Joey would do better than any of us.
I know to run two race teams out of your shop, you've got to have some good people on board as sponsors. Who are the sponsors on your car?
I have Ames Construction. They've been sponsoring me since my first year in go-karts, and they keep us well taken care of. That's also who I work for. Like I said, they've been around since I started racing go-karts. Aero Transport out of Lee Sewer. Rainforest Tools. He's a Mac Tools dealer. Casco Wear Steels. Minnesota Dirt Works. North Fork Custom Meats. The Hair Loft. T&S Porter Trucking. Oxborough Enterprises, BMB Racing Chassis, Anderson Enterprises, and SVM Photography.
You're currently sitting third in points in the modified division at Arlington Raceway behind Porter and Lovrud. Goals for the remainder of the 2025 season?
I think my biggest goal is just continue to be a competitive car like we have been this year so far. We've had our nights where we haven't been as good, and we've had our nights where we've had good runs, and as of late it's been pretty good, so we just want to continue on that, keep getting faster every time we hit the track, and see where that takes us.
Taking a peek to 2026 and beyond, are you planning on staying in the modifieds for a while, or is there another goal out there?
I think we're going to stay in modifieds for a while. It's kind of, when I was a young kid sitting in the stands, it was always my goal to race a modified, so I'm kind of living that out right now, so we're going to stick with that and keep rolling on that.
Well, JJ, you look really great out on the track at Arlington Raceway. It's fun to watch you rip around those corners, and I appreciated having your dad on last week. It was a blast talking with you today. Look forward to talking to your brother Joey next week on the Dirt Show, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the show today.
Thank you.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with the local family owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just watching Shevlin Enterprises picking up our trash.
That was a great decision to switch to Shevlin Enterprises.
Yes, it was. Great price, great service, locally owned and operated. And remember that spring garage clean out?
Yeah, two full dumpsters, and they took care of it all.
I wish every decision was as easy as Shevlin Enterprises.
Amen to that.
Contact Shevlin Enterprises today at 507-214-8727. As you stop the throttle to the floor, you want quick response and a burst of power. Hi, this is Corey from Byers Engine Service. Since 1975, our staff here at Byers Engine Service has been supplying hot rodders, drag racers, and circle track cars with the power and dependability they need at an affordable price. When you consider your next engine build, consider Byers. BESPerformance.com. No gimmicks, just horsepower.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 10-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Mention this Dirt Show ad and receive 10% off your next order. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center at 507-351-9244 or andersonenterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
Batwing Chassis began like many other famous racing entities with a simple premise: good friends and fast cars. It started with a group of friends racing their custom-built mini race cars on a homemade dirt track in southern Minnesota. The Min Mods were generating interest as a fun entry-level race car that was affordable. In 2010, Nathan Kilwine founded Batwing Chassis. Today, Batwing Chassis continues to build custom Outlaw Mini Mods as the Black Iron MFG Outlaw Mini Mod series adds more drivers and fans every season. Batwing Chassis. Fast, affordable, fun. See batwingchassis.com.
Race fans, if you're headed to Knoxville Raceway this season for the sprint car races, make sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This year's special exhibit will be our track tribute to Manzanita Speedway and the rich history of the Western World Sprint Car Championship races. We'll be featuring 8 of the iconic race cars that raced at Manzanita, in addition to the 20-plus race cars being featured inside the museum this summer. And remember that on race days, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open from 8 a.m. until the final checkered flag falls here at Knoxville Raceway. So be sure to schedule some time to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and see the only museum in the world that is solely dedicated to sprint car racing, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by the Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker. And Bob, the final event on the race schedule for 2025 at Knoxville Raceway, the Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, September 18th through the 20th. It's going to bring the top late model teams in the country to Knoxville, and that's going to be a great event.
It sure is, Clean. Thank you for having us on the show again today. And it's hard to believe this will be the 21st Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, September 18th, 19th, and 20th. And it's a great way to close out our season every year with another blockbuster major event on the Knoxville Raceway schedule. We're excited. We know good weather has been forecast, you know, in advance for this event. So we're hoping that they're correct about that and looking forward to seeing all the late model teams and race fans come back to Knoxville.
Just like the Sprint Car Nationals, you also have fan events going on inside the museum during the Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals event.
Our biggest event that we have going on during the Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals is our Nationals auction, our late model auction on Saturday afternoon. It's from 11:30 and it lasts till about 2:30. And we have all the drivers and teams bring us panels, body parts, different pieces of memorabilia from the race cars, and we ask them to autograph them. And then we put those pieces and parts in the auction. So we'll have all those parts from the late model teams. Plus, we also have a variety of memorabilia, racing memorabilia for our late model auction. And again, that's on Saturday afternoon before the big race on September 20th at 11:30.
And Bob, I've had the opportunity to be at some of those auctions, and wow, is that exciting. And there is some really cool stuff up for grabs. So if you are a fan or have a fan that you want to get something really unique for, this is the place to be.
It absolutely is. And I would make plans to be here early on that Saturday morning. We take all the auction items and we set them out on the tables up on our second floor for people to look at and get a hold of and see exactly what, you know, the items are. And if it's anything like our Knoxville Sprint Car Nationals that we had about 3 or 4 weeks ago in August, we had standing room only on our second floor. So It's a good idea to come early and get your bid card early, find a good place to sit, and just enjoy the auction. You know, Lynn Richards and his family does the auction for us. They've done it for years, and we're real excited to have them back with us. We know Lynn looks forward to it, to coming to Knoxville. It's one of the few auctions that he still does, and he's a former, you know, dirt late model racer, so he knows most of the teams and the people that are heading our way. So it's always fun to have Lynn back with us, and of course all the late model fans that come and support this event. And a portion of the proceeds go to the Dirt Late Model Hall of Fame in Florence, Kentucky. So it's not only a good way to support our museum here in Knoxville, but also the Late Model Dirt Racing Hall of Fame in Florence, Kentucky.
That also means it's a great opportunity for race fans to see the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum floor display, which is awesome this year.
You know, we're very fortunate. We've got two of Johnny Rutherford's race cars that have been restored back when Johnny was running USAC Sprint Car Racing on a regular basis. And actually have the car that he broke his arm in at Eldora is in our museum. And a lot of Johnny's personal memorabilia, like the boots that he wore while he was racing, his helmet, and several other pieces from his personal collection that he had a friend personally bring up here to Knoxville for this exhibit. So we're very happy to have that. Of course, we've got our big exhibit in the museum, our track tribute to Manzanita Speedway, which is the track out in Phoenix, Arizona that closed a few years back. And we've got eight of the race cars that raced at Manzanita, along with video and memorabilia from Manzanita Speedway. And we have an all-aluminum sprint car that Shane Carson tried to drive here at Knoxville Raceway once before the officials told him aluminum race cars are not allowed here. So he was very discouraged when he found that out years ago as a young man. Laverne Nance had built an aluminum sprint car, and we have that on display. And, of course, we always have 30 to 35 race cars in the museum. So those are just a few of the highlighted cars we have right now that are with us.
Also, with the new suite tower being open, there is additional indoor seating for the event. And with the recent cooler weather, that might be a consideration.
Well, you know, this time of year, we just never know what kind of weather we're going to get, if it's going to be warm outside or if it's going to be a cold night. So it's nice to have a place that's climate controlled. The people who sit on our second floor have come back year after year and really enjoy it. They can bring their own food and drinks in with them. There's no steps to climb. We have elevators. The restrooms, I don't think I've ever seen a line to go to the bathroom here on our second floor, actually on any of the floors in our museum. So we really are spoiled to have such a nice place to watch the races and relax and have it climate controlled indoors.
Now is also a great time to do some shopping for your racing friends for the upcoming holiday season in your awesome museum store.
You know, our museum store really starts to get busy when the race season ends, because people are always looking for books, new things to find, presents for the holidays, and it's just a great place to shop for any type of race fan. We did just this morning receive Dave Argerbright's new Steve Kinzer book in. It's fresh on the shelves, right out of the boxes, and we're pricing those right now. And we've had a lot of calls. I think we sold over 50 of those in advance before the book was printed, and that's about the life and times of Steve Kinzer. And I just briefly a few minutes ago looked at those books and the pictures in them, and man, that's going to be a keepsake. Once you've read that, you're going to want to keep it. If you were a sprint car fan, a Steve Kinzer fan, an open wheel fan, it just looks like a great book. I've not read it yet, but you know, if you've read any of Dave Argerbright's books, he is an excellent author. He's also one of our Hall of Fame inductees, so he's a great ambassador for sprint car racing. But our items in our museum store, we're able to help people with all sorts of different things, even bricks. We have bricks that are engraved on the walls here inside the museum, and that's the gift that keeps on giving for a person, whether it be a friend, a relative, a favorite race car driver, or somebody that's left us not able to come to the races with us anymore. So we have lots of things to offer in our museum store.
My membership card every year is very important to me. Listeners can become a member of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and it comes with some great perks.
It really does. For only $35 a year for an annual membership, you receive free admission for yourself and a friend to the museum all year long. Two people can come in at no charge, and this includes our members-only VIP reception that we hold during the Knoxville Nationals with important VIP people in the sport of sprint car racing and racing in general. In addition to that, you receive a bi-monthly newsletter from our museum, and you also receive a 10% discount on everything you purchase inside the museum store. So a $35 membership is worth quite a bit more than the $35 you invest in it. Plus, you get to support Sprint Car Racing and what we call, and we know, is the only museum in the world that's solely dedicated to Sprint Car Racing.
And Bob, I know here in Minnesota, man, we can get a lot of snow and ice, and sometime that winter seems really, really long. And a weekend mini vacation down to Knoxville sounds like a great way to break up your winter. And there's a lot of things to do when you get to Knoxville, Iowa. Head to the museum, check out some of the local restaurants and shops. You'll have a great time and be glad you did.
You know, Clayne, a lot of people don't know that we're open year-round. We're open every day of the year except for 4 days. We're closed on Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, and New Year's Day. So those are the only 4 days we're closed. We're open 7 days a week, open Saturdays from 10 in the morning till 5, and on Sundays from noon until 4 o'clock. So it's a great way to have something to do on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. Take a drive down to Knoxville to the museum. Go through the museum, grab something to eat at the Rib Shack next door or one of the great restaurants here in Knoxville. You know, and just spend a little bit of time in town before you head back home.
Bob, thanks for all you do. Thanks for all you do for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, Clay, you know, you and I are both lucky because we both get to do something we love for a living. So thank you again for having us on the show. And thank you for being such a great ambassador for racing in the area.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers products. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. Superior lubricants like JB80 and JB Heavy Duty Chain Lubricants are made for today's farm equipment. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to auto enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor at 952-934-7354 or visit justicebrothers.com. Go with the winner, Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them. Midwest Collision.
Dedication to excellence. That's what sets Midwest Collision of Faribault apart from other collision repair shops. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision will spend as much time as it takes on your vehicle to guarantee it leaves the shop looking and operating as good as new. Contact Midwest Collision today at 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here in North Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 25 years. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small, family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota, give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at Foamcraft Packaging.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Steve Cole from Cole's Electric. And Steve, earlier this year, Cole's Electric was busy at the Steele County Fairgrounds running power throughout the grounds. Your array of equipment was impressive. With your trenchers and underground boring machines, you can go into a job like that without tearing the area up and actually go under cement sidewalks and go under asphalt pads and get the power where it's needed.
Yeah, how you doing, Clean? It's a directional boring machine, and we can go under buildings. We could go anywhere you want, pretty much, and pull back plumbing, electrical, sewer, anything.
It's pretty amazing how the guys that operate those machines can pinpoint that. Is that all done through computer and GPS?
Yeah, it's all GPS located. It can tell you down. You put a hula hoop out there 500 feet and pop up wherever you want it.
Now is a perfect time to contact Coles Electric if you want power run to a utility shed, an outdoor seating area, or lighting for a load site on your farm. The ground in the fall is typically hard, and that allows you to get into areas with minimal damage.
Yeah, we pretty much can go through frost. Even nowadays, we have frost burners. Our underground crews, they work some years all year round. So weather doesn't stop us much like it used to.
My wife will tell everyone Coles Electric is the way to go. You are always on time. The guys are fast, friendly, and efficient. And that is really important to customers in today's busy world, because they don't want to be sitting around waiting for a half an hour for someone to come. And the nice thing is your guys get there, they get the job done, and you're free to go.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to all my guys that worked hard this year. We had a lot of storms. We have somebody on call 24/7. If it's a factory or a farm or whatever, they don't call you at 2 in the morning to see how you're doing. They call you because they want to get going, and time is money, so everybody wants to keep moving.
Yeah, we had some wicked storms go through this area, and I tell you what, the power at our house went out for a short time, but I can't imagine some of the stuff that your guys ran into.
Yeah, we work hand-in-hand with the utilities around here, and they're great to work with, so it just kind of work together and get one place going at a time.
Steve, over the years we've discussed this. You have employees that have special talents at Coles Electric. You have ag specialists on call during the fall for farm emergencies. You have industrial specialists who are constantly working on large industrial jobs that have years of experience under their belt.
Yeah, we got a real special group of guys, young, hardworking, and they show up every day and make my life really easy when they do what they're supposed to do, and we move on to the next job.
That's very nice when you're the boss, not getting the calls, hey, where's your guy, or he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, no, I don't get stressed out in the morning and, well, who's going to show up this morning? It's nice. They all show up to work, and they all go and do what they got to do, and we're just back at it the next day.
Also, the benefit of Coles Electric, you take the time to do those little things like install a light switch, security lighting, or wire in an extra outlet. Big or small, you really do it all.
Yeah, that's definitely true. It doesn't matter to us the size. The gals will answer the phone and take down their information and dispatch somebody out to get it taken care of. Because the littlest project is sometimes the biggest thing to people, so no matter what, it doesn't matter. If we need to do it, we'll just do it.
Commercial, industrial, and residential. How can listeners find out more about Coles Electric and all of your capabilities?
Just give us a call at 507-451-1387.
Steve, thanks for all you do in our local community and surrounding areas, keeping everybody lit up and ready to go. And thanks for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Klain. We appreciate everything you do. And, we'll just keep giving it the good fight.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force load machines and develop the Ultra Force suspension software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miner's in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miner's Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies, Barbecue Sauces, and Seasonings. And Speed, the harvest is coming out of the garden, and you always have some incredible ideas for how to use those garden vegetables.
I'll tell you what, Clayne, and this year, I'll tell you what, all the sweet corn that I've gotten so far has just been outstanding. They're deep kernels and pretty much all worm-free. You know, there's so many ways you can do the sweet corn on the grill, do it however you want to do it, husk it and throw it in boiling water. But Janet come up with a neat way to do it. She'll take like 4 ears, well, or 2 ears even, say take 2 ears, husk and everything on them, throw them in the microwave for about 4 to 5 minutes, and then cut the end that's connected to the stalk. In other words, the big end, just cut it off a little bit, and you can just take, you know, some gloves. But then you can slide the husk and the silk right off of them, and that corn is so juicy. And then I put a little bit of butter on it and then sprinkle it lightly, I say lightly, with our cookie flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. And I'll tell you what, that's to die for. And another thing what I'll do is if we have some extra left over and we don't eat it all, I go ahead and cut it off the cob and then mix just a little bit of cream cheese with it and salsa, and just warm it up a little bit, and just a light dusting, again, a flavor enhancer, but warm it up so it's warm, and use it for a chip dip. And boy, is that ever good.
That sounds tremendous. And a lot of people have these large zucchinis that grow really fast and get big on them, and they're like, what do I do with this?
Zucchinis, what I like to do, Clayne, is I'll slice them probably 3/8 to a quarter of an inch thick and put a little bit of oil on them and then throw them on the grill or throw them on the griddle either way until they just get tender and pull them off there and then just drizzle our Korean stir-fry barbecue sauce real lightly over the top of them and just eat them that way. Oh, is that ever good. And it's so easy. You just slice them and don't take long. Just oil them, then grill them or, like I say, put them on your griddle either way. But when they just get tender, pop them off there, just drizzle real lightly our Korean sauce over it. Man, is that ever tasty.
And when you're pulling that zucchini, the summer squash, the broccoli, the cauliflower, even green beans out of the garden, you could actually just chunk up a whole bunch of that stuff, put it in a stir fry, add some chicken and some of that Korean barbecue, and you would be good to go.
Yeah, I tell you what, everything out of the garden this year just seems to be exceptionally good. I mean, the green beans I had last night, man, and we just cooked them until they were just tender a little bit, dusted them with a little flavor enhancer and butter, and was that ever good.
Speed, I know you've got cookbooks, you've got cookies, aprons, you've got recipes, and you've got product. How can they find out about that?
All you got to do is go to the Cookies BBQ website, cookiesbbq.com, and everything is on there, the aprons, the cookbooks. And if you'd like the cookbook to be signed, when you place the order, just tell them you'd like a signed copy. And then when I get in the office, I'll sign it before they send it out.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayne. See you, buddy.
Hi.
This is Marshall Hoagland, retired super stock driver, and you're listening to The Dirt Show.
Are you ready for some earth-shaking horsepower? Then make plans to attend the 2025 Featherlite Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek Speedway. The action starts Thursday night, September 25th, and continues through Saturday night, September 27th. The event features USMTS Modifieds, USRA BMods, and USRA Hobby Stocks. Get your camper and tailgating supplies together and get ready for a three-day weekend of fun, food, and some incredible racing action. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more details.
Napa know-how!
This fall, Napa Auto Parts is pulling out all the stops and helping you put it back better than ever with big savings on your next complete brake job. Claim a $50 prepaid Visa card by mail when you make a $250 qualifying brake parts purchase now through October 31st. What are you waiting for? A great brake job starts and stops at Napa Auto Parts. Stop by your local Napa store or visit NapaOnline.com today. Offer valid at participating stores through October 31st, 2025. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Steve from the Napa Star Group, Napa Auto Parts Stores. And Steve, right now, listeners across the region can go into their local Napa stores. You have your annual Napa filter sale going on right now, which is a great time of the season with harvest coming up, and you can literally find quality Napa filters that'll fit anything from a combine to a semi down to an ATV and your push mower.
You are correct, Clay. You are correct. We do have the Napa Gold filters on sale right now. Those filters meet or exceed OE specs, so you don't have to worry about any quality issues there. They are the highest quality filters that can take care of your machine and keep it clean and running at optimum performance.
Also, to coincide with the filter sale going on at the local stores, a lot of the local stores have tool and equipment sales going on right now. That gives you a great opportunity to save some money on some stuff you need for the shop. And it also gives you a chance to see the 100th anniversary line of Carlisle hand tools and all the tools that Napa offers.
You are right. You're right. We have a great line of tools and equipment. Our real deal specials are real deals. They are. They're good stuff, good prices, quality equipment that you can put into your shop and get the job done and get it done quickly and properly. Our Carlisle tools, it is a whole new look to our tool program when it comes to that. It is a lime green, I would say you'd call it, and it's really sharp. It's got a lot of good features that are well thought out that will take care of the job that you need done.
Steve, you have literally spent a lifetime involved with Napa. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for all you do for the local stores, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
I appreciate it, Clay.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here to remind you that no grilling season is complete without the award-winning line of sauces from Cookies. Our original flavor made us famous, but we've got a sauce for every palate, including sweet hickory, tangy mustard, western, and wings and things hot sauce. And don't forget about our sweet and savory Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts the Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. So get out there and celebrate the season of the sauce, and remember, smart cookies use cookies.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, and ag electrician, choose Coles Electric. Hi, this is Steve Cole. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service. We also update your lighting to new energy-efficient LEDs for years of reliability and service. Planning, design, or 24-hour service, see ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
You don't have to choose between comfort and capability when you're behind the wheel of a 2025 Honda Pioneer 704. Rugged and reliable, it delivers the power you need on the job, the smooth shifting you want on the trail. And with Honda's exclusive quick flip seating, you'll get the versatility of seating four passengers or stowing the back seats for a full cargo bed. See the latest Honda Pioneer 704 for today at Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, close side nets and doors, and always wear seatbelts. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Does the thought of raking your leaves and hauling them away frighten you? If so, call Wolf & Sons at 455-3524 and they'll take the fright out of your fall.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.